But nowadays it's different. Just about everywhere you go, people are wearing three-piece suits, shirt and a tie anyhow, you know. Mm-hmm. There are still some that, you know, some goes to church with just a white shirt, nice shirt on, a pair of pants, no tie at all. Mm-hmm. But there are some people just don't like to wear ties. I don't have a problem with a necktie myself. In fact, I feel undressed if I don't have my tie on. I don't feel fully dressed. Because back when we were, you know, growing up, if we go to church without a tie on, sometimes even prayer meeting, our grandma would, hey boy, you better go back home and get your tie. You know, especially if you was a pretty good sized boy. Mm-hmm. You know, when you're a little fella like that, they didn't bother you. But if you, when you start growing up, you had to go back home and get you a tie.
On the three-piece suit, what do you call the part of the inside?
It's a vest.
Do you ever hear any other terms for that?
No, I don't ever remember.
Okay. Now, would you have up here a preacher who was a full-time preacher, or would you have somebody who worked another job and preached on Sunday, or?
What we had was a... Well, I guess you would call it, he considers himself full-time. He doesn't work. But then again, he's too old to work. Anyhow. But he's not, like I say, he's considered full-time, but he's not full-time. But we only have, because in other words, he still passes four churches. Three churches, rather. I'll put it like that. I'm sorry. Three churches. One of the churches that he passes have church first and third Sundays. They have Sunday school and little services on those other Sundays. Like he passes a church at Carnegie in the next community up. I don't guess you would call it pastor, and he just preached there, I guess you would call it, but he's considered a pastor. Been there about 40 some years. And he preached there on second Sunday. Well, the other Sundays, they come together and have church school, what we call church school or Sunday school. The proper name is church school now. They used to call it Sunday school, but they changed from Sunday school to church school. Like first Sunday, they have church school. Second Sunday, they have the regular worship and communion and service. And then third Sunday and fourth Sunday, they have regular service, regular Sunday school, or either go and visit another church who are having, who have a pastor there to preach. The same way we do. Our pastor, the man who pastors our church, is there on both Sundays. Well, we on third Sunday, we have a minister come in and preach to us on third Sundays. We have church third and fourth Sundays there. But then not the regular pastor, he's not there. And the other Sundays we come together and we have Sunday school, or either we have some type of program after Sunday school. We have Sunday school every Sunday, but I mean, those other Sundays, we either have some type of program, or we just meet, have Sunday school, and maybe go to another church to visit for a church service. So that's the way. I don't know how he would be, what category you would put him in as a full-time pastor, but he's considered a full-time pastor. He's considered the pastor of a church.
That's right, yeah. Uh-huh.
But, if you want to be technical, he would just be a preacher. You couldn't say he qualified as being a pastor. He would be the preacher. But then again, I'm not being technical. He considers himself the pastor. Everybody else do, so I'll call him the pastor. I'll put it like that.
Would you have any different terms for people who also worked another job and preached sometimes, or maybe at some of the other churches around?
Well, preachers, they always had some terms for preachers ever since I could remember.